for calling Arts Top 5. My name is Quashonda. How may I assist you today?
Hey, how you doing? I was talking to a representative who showed up at my house named Larry.
Okay.
And granted, he was telling me some stuff that I might not be able to refuse.
Okay.
However, he did say if I call in, then his deal is kind of null and void. So I'm looking forward to Larry coming back to my house so he can give me that offer I can't refuse.
Okay. So do you want me to get
Is there
you
a possibility
you
that
sure
you can line that up?
I sure can. I can sign you up today. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for our services. May I start with your address?
Well, here's the thing. He was telling me 2 gigs instead of one for the same price I'm paying. And you guys offer via phone 1 gig. And he said, if I call up, you're only getting 1 gig.
Okay.
I'm kind of trying to run the 2 gig thing. He also mentioned some action, some other can refuse offers based on him being there. And I was hoping that he could show up at my door again and we can talk turkey.
Okay. So you want to get him back out so you can talk turkey?
Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. His name is Larry?
Larry. He's in the Kingston, New York area. I'm actually sitting outside your office.
Oh, okay.
I can't get in there in the Kingston area here. It used to be the IBM building type-ish. But I was hoping to talk to somebody in person.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're closed today.
Okay.
You get to talk to me.
Okay.
All right. So,
are you open on the week on during the weekdays? I mean, I could.
We're open on the weekdays. We are open on the weekdays.
So I can come in and pay a bill on the weekdays if I want to, like that kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
I'm an old school guy. I like to come in, hand off some money, talk some, you know, people. You know, I'm a people person. So.
Okay, I understand.
So, is there a possibility? You know of Larry, and I mean, I can give you a description.
I probably he's one of our service reps. I can probably get a message over to Larry to come speak to you again.
All right. He's like, I don't know, tan complexion, good looking guy, like clean cut, black mulatto, Puerto Rican. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That kind of.
Well, you know, I could just send a message to Larry. He's one of our service persons. I can get this information over to him. I get your name and your phone number, your address. And have Larry to give you a call back. How about that?
That'd be good. That'd be great.
All right. Let's start.
Hey, that's
you.
Another way to talk turkey. He doesn't even have to show up.
Yeah. I know, right?
This is no Thanksgiving pun. It's just a... All right. So what would you like from me?
I would like your first and last name.
All right. Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S.
Okay.
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, let me spell that back for you. It's Travis Johnson. It's spelled T-R-A-V-I-S for Travis. Johnson is J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes.
Is that correct? Can I have that address?
22 South Road, Mount Marion, New York, 12456. I believe he was to me on Saturday, last Saturday.
He was there last Saturday?
Yeah, I believe so. Saturday or Sunday, something like that. He was doing his rounds. Oh, yes, it was Saturday because he said something about coming back. And I was mentioning if he had a card and all that stuff. And then I was going to kind of like do some digging and that kind of thing. So I did some digging. I see some signs out. I see some people that probably have it. So, not for nothing. Paying the same price, I might as well get more bang for my buck, you know what I mean? So some of the stuff he was saying, it was sinking in, and then the offer, you know, whatever. It was good.
Okay. I understand that completely, Mr. Travis. Let me verify that address for you. So it's going to be 22 South Road, Mount Maryland, New York, 12456.
Mount Marion.
Mount Marion.
M-A-R. Right.
Yep.
M-A-R-I-O-N. And M-T period or M-O-U-N-T, either way is fine.
Okay. And Mr. Travis, can I have that phone number so we can get a good contact number so he can call you?
Okay. 845.
802-4191. Let me read that back number back to you. It's 845-802-4196.
One. So 845-802-4191.
Okay. So it's 845-802-4191. Okay. I've corrected it.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Mr. Travis. So what I can do, I can send a message over to Mr. Larry and say that you liked his offer so your guys can talk turkey.
Right. Perfect. And I'm watching your TV screen here.
You like that?
It's not as big as the one we have, but hey, I like the quality of the picture. Anyway, that was one of his selling points.
That's right.
And I'm a little tired of buffering. Did I mention Spectrum has had some outages like 3 times in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Not happy, Bob.
Oh, well.
Not happy.
I know you're not happy with that. But you would like our fiber. You would love our services.
Amen.
You would love our 4K. Services.
Yeah, 4K is going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Excellent. So you guys just offer internet, right?
We do offer phone service also.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to run with the internet, I think.
Okay.
And then Spectrum is going to get the boot.
All right. I like to hear that, Mr. Travis.
So here's a thought. I mean, okay, yeah, I just need the internet. I could still stream stuff with
yes.
Spectrum and everything like that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, I didn't notice there's about a bunch of people in my area that like your services as well.
Yes.
I'm
glad they're enjoying it, our services.
Yeah, the picture.
It's more clear.
Oh, yeah. Just how many in the area of where I live, it's
mm-hmm.
like a housing development. So there's a lot of people signing up and wanting more information.
Yeah.
That's a selling point of like, yeah, get more bang for your buck. Come on, stop being stubborn. Anyway, I'm just rambling. Come on.
It's okay, Mr. Travis. You're fine.
All right.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
All right. So anything else you need from me? Or
that's all the information I need, and I get Larry over to speak with you.
All right. Sounds good. He can either, phone call, show up. It's all good. Either way, all fine and good. And then, of course, we're going to talk up setup questions. This is a selling and buying question.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys set up the arrangement, whatever, when they come over, which I just saw a guy yesterday, which is another selling point. It was around 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
How late do you guys go? What is your usual hours for?
We have 8, 10, 1, and 3 p.m. For I think the latest I sent out a tech is going to be 3 p.m. But we do offer service on Saturdays and Sundays also.
Ooh, Saturdays. Man, and I could come in during the week and pay the bill. Nice. Life is good. Just getting better and better. All right. So, I'm pretty much sold right now. Anyway, we're good. Everything. Yeah,
we're good.
All set for me, and you don't need any other information?
No, sir.
All right. And let me ask you this. How soon do you think Larry might call me? Or maybe stop.
I'll stop by? Well, I'm not going to give you that information because I haven't talked to him yet, so I'd see how his schedules look like.
All right. Well, feel free to send me a text or him send me a text of, whatever works best for him. And
okay.
During the week, you can write this down, actually.
Okay.
I'm home around 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
4 o'clock.
And
Okay.
then Saturday and Sunday is totally freestyle because, yeah, man.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday is open. All right.
All right.
Thank
So
you for that information, Mr. Travis.
All right. So you enjoy your weekend. You have a good day and have a good holiday.
All
have
right.
Holidays.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
All
it's
right.
been a pleasure.
It's been
Take
a pleasure,
care.
Mr. Travis. Thank you for calling me in today.
Yes, yes. Bye.